This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Two Midwest corn lawsuit meetings are taking place today in both Montgomery and Macoupin counties. In 2014, Syngenta released a corn trait into the market prior to receiving import approval from China. This led to the rejection of U.S. shipments and an eventual decline in market prices. Jacqueline Gary, an attorney for a firm based in Washington, D.C. that's hosting the hearings, says they're suing Syngenta for misrepresentation.
We have two meetings Wednesday, August 10th. One at noon at Tony's restaurant in Benalb, and then another at 5:30 at the Nokomis City Hall.
And are these meetings open to the public, basically anyone that would have an interest? Are they invited to attend, or?
Anyone who has been in the corn production chain of people are free to attend and get information, potentially sign up to take part in the lawsuit.
Let's talk about that lawsuit. We were chatting a little bit beforehand, and this actually did not start in Illinois. It started in another state and has since grown to be larger. So maybe give us some background about the corn lawsuit and how it's progressed along the way.
So basically, we're suing Syngenta for misrepresentation. They had released a corn trait into the market, MIR 162, or AgriSure Viterra, as it's otherwise known, prior to getting import approval from China. They did so because they had sought what is called deregulated status with the federal government and had made a couple of promises that the way corn is, it just wasn't even possible. They basically promised that they would keep everything separate and that everything just started getting mixed in, a little here, a little there. And so China started receiving shipments that contained this unapproved corn and started destroying shipments of corn, eventually just flat out rejecting all U.S. corn. When eventually that caused the price of corn to go from about 7.25 to 3.25 per bushel in a matter of months. But this actually started in Iowa because they're the largest corn producing state in the country, and then came to Illinois and has grown tremendously.
And several farmers, I assume, have been affected by this and obviously was growing that corn with that trait and since suffered financial losses. I think that's probably the main problem here.
Correct. But it's not just farmers that had grown corn with the trait. We believe all farmers were injured by Syngenta's reckless behavior.
Well, sounds like we can get some more information on the lawsuit from attending these meetings. And Jacqueline, if you would, go ahead, remind us again the times and locations for those on Wednesday.
There are two meetings on Wednesday, August 10th. The first one is at noon at Tony's restaurant in Benalb, and then the second one is at 5:30 at the Nokomis City Hall.
Okay, and any other final thoughts or anything you'd like to mention?
If you are unable to make it to the meeting, you can go to our website, MidwestCornLawsuit.com, to get more information. Sign up there, or if not, come out. We'd really appreciate having you there.
And once again, those meeting dates and times for today, August 10th. The first meeting is at Tony's Restaurant in Benalb at noon, or you can attend the meeting at Nokomis City Hall at 5:30. And pre-registration is not required. The Illinois State Fair kicks off tomorrow with livestock shows in the morning, the Twilight Parade at 5:30 p.m., and the preview show following at 7:30. Illinois Director of Agriculture Raymond Poe spoke at the State Fair Media Day, and he says there are no big changes this year, and the theme of the fair is producing our future.
Crazy thing is, I've been around this fairgrounds all my life, and now I'm going to get to enjoy it in another direction. And I'm looking forward to the next 2 weeks. We had one meeting this morning and tried to talk to the weatherman and try to get some cooler air in here for the fair. We're going to have a good fair and hope we don't have a lot of rain. But as being a local farmer, we always did try to get all of our waterways and all that kind of stuff seeded for the fair because living here close, we knew we'd get rain during the fair. The theme of the fair this year is producing our future, and when we think about producing our future, of course, that's the focus that we've had for a lot of years, and that's working with our youth and our young people, and you know, as we've been traveling around the state quite a bit, and not only us farmers are aging, but we need a new crop of leadership, and the Illinois State Fair is very important in developing that. And, you know, these are the future CEOs, and we're not always just talking about someone growing corn and soybeans, but we're talking about someone that's going to lead this ag culture. The largest industry in Illinois, 25% of the economy revolves around ag culture, and we want to make sure that as we make some moves, we want to move forward. And according to that one TV advertisement that we see on TV about once a week, is we got to double our production by 2050 if we're going to feed the world. So there's going to be a lot of opportunities for young farmers. We have no big changes this year. We think they had some good ones last year, and we're looking forward to keeping them traditions going. And one of them is moving the ag tent right here on the corner so everybody has better access. And like I said earlier, I mentioned, one way we're working with the youth and trying to get them involved earlier, maybe keep them interested later, is we had Senate Bill 2975 that passed this year. And what that did, it took down the show levels to age 8 so they can start showing, and they can go all the way up to age 21 to the alumni FFA and affiliated with the college and something like that. But we keep people involved longer in agriculture, keep that fire burning, and so we can make sure we can expand. We're going to do the same thing as we did last year. The Parade of Champions is in a Coliseum. That was a big hit. They said that about every seat in the Coliseum was full, and we want to continue to do that and showcase that prize-winning livestock that we produce. I said, we got a bumper crop coming. I'm one of this year as ag director. I'm going to be in charge of the crop, and we're going to let Warren be in charge of the prices because that's not working too well right now. But we have a new year of leadership at the fair, and we got a new great fair manager. Kevin's been here for probably behind the scenes running the fair basically for 15 years. And so he's our new state fair manager, and we're looking forward to working with him.
Illinois Director of Agriculture, Raymond Poe. In other news, the U.S. Department of Agriculture is celebrating Farmers Market Week this week by highlighting the evolution of the nation's local and regional food systems. The USDA says the local food sector represents more than $12 billion per year in sales. A recent survey by USDA shows that 56% of local markets were able to increase their product variety because of vendor recruitment and market growth in the last year. Another 37% were able to contract directly with local restaurants to have their vendors supply fresh ingredients. 17% of markets report their farmers were able to increase farm acreage due to participation in local markets, and 41% say the market enabled their local farmers to continue farming. The USDA is helping to foster continuing growth in local food markets, as the agency has made over 900 investments in the last 2 years in local food infrastructure that connects farmers with local markets. And speaking of farmers markets, we have several of those located throughout the listening area. You can attend one of those every Saturday in Hillsboro through October 1st. That's located on the west side of the Courthouse Square from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Litchfield's Farmers Market takes place every Monday and Friday starting at 2 p.m. on the north side of Library Park. And finally, New Douglas hosts their Farmers Market every Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Park Pavilion. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.